This is North Shore Today for Thursday, May 25, 2017. Dustin Luca writes in today's Salem News. Page 160, lines 4 and 5. City Clerk Cheryl LaPointe stared down a pair of signatures as two other Salem City registrars alongside her did the same. She's quoted as saying, "You really think those two signatures look the same?" Dozens of hours debating legal issues, reviewing signatures, and arguing the intent of names on a 297-page petition came to a crawling end Wednesday night. With it, a trio of filed objections to a petition against the Sanctuary for Peace ordinance was approaching a slow death as the Salem News passed deadline. Dustin Luca continues, "With objections heard on 263 of 297 filed pages, only 43 signatures were stricken as of 9:45 p.m., far short of the 152 signatures that needed to be axed for the petition to be considered invalid for not getting 12% of registered voters to sign on. If the petition survives, the City Council will receive the petition at its regular meeting Thursday night, forcing it to consider rescinding its passage of the ordinance. If they do, the ordinance dies, and if they don't, it will go to the ballot this November for voters to decide." More on this story written by Dustin Luca in today's Salem News. Bill Newell is here now with a look at the mayoral race shaping up in the city of Lynn.
Rick, Thomas Grillo writes on today's front page of the Daily Item of Lynn that popular Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker could make the difference in the reelecting of Republican Mayor Judith Flanagan Kennedy in Lynn in what could be a close race in November. Quote, "I have known the mayor for quite a while, and I will certainly support her reelection," the Republican governor told the Item on Wednesday. "That said, I have a good working relationship with Senator McGee. They are two fine people, and that's good for the city of Lynn." Last week, Senator Thomas McGee, a Democrat of Lynn, kicked off his bid for mayor at the Knights of Columbus. The senator told the crowd that he is running because he loves the city and the values that Lynn represents. Kennedy launched her bid for a third term last month and pointed to dozens of accomplishments. The race comes down amid a financial problem for the city of Lynn. It's cash-strapped. The 2017 and 2018 budgets continue to pose challenges for Kennedy's administration. She has asked department heads to make cuts. Some managers may have to trim up to 8.5% of their personnel budgets, a request that could lead to layoffs. Kennedy and McGee were behind the failed measure in March to build a pair of middle schools. Voters overwhelmingly rejected increasing their real estate taxes by $200 or more annually for the next 25 years to pay for them. But they are on opposing sides on adding a meals tax that would go into the city's general fund. McGee supports the idea of adding 0.0075 to the state's 6.5% meals tax, while Kennedy vetoed the plan last week. Baker is one of the most popular governors in America, according to a poll by Morning Consult, a Washington, D.C. research firm. The survey ranked him number one with a 75% approval rating. The governor's disapproval rating, a modest 17%, the survey said. And the survey says there's more on this story in today's edition of The Item. For North Shore Today, MSO News Sports, I'm Bill Newell. Rick?
All right, Bill, thank you. Adam Swift writes on itemlive.com, "In Peabody and Linfield, there will be no border battle over medical marijuana along Route 1. Earlier this week, the Linfield Board of Selectmen sent a letter to Peabody Mayor Edward A. Betancourt, Jr., opposing a proposed medical marijuana zone along the highway that would include a parcel abutting the Green Street neighborhood in South Linfield. But Monday morning, Betancourt spoke to Linfield Selectman Chairman Christopher Barrett, telling him he would withdraw that parcel from the proposed zone at Thursday night's joint hearing with the City Council and Planning Board. Barrett is quoted as saying, "I had the pleasure to speak with Mayor Betancourt about our concerns and applaud him for proposing an amendment to eliminate the parcels in the zoning change that would be directly accessed from Green Street." The mayor said the proposed zone for the sale of medical marijuana along Route 1 North will include several parcels along the highway, but will not include the area that can be accessed through Green Street. More on this story written by Adam Swift in today's Item Live. Mary Marcos writes in the Gloucester Times, "One of its own says Manchester by the Sea's fire, EMS, and rescue services lack the ability to adequately keep residents safe. Fire Chief George Kramlinger may not agree with that statement, but it isn't disputing the reason Fire Lieutenant Dennis Pyburn made it. The chief is quoted as saying this is mainly because it has become increasingly difficult to fill the call firefighter position, which in turn lowers the staff available to assist us during an emergency. Kremlinger said the ranks of our call firefighters are extremely thin, and we have a limited number of career firefighters who can respond to a callback. In a move to alleviate the call firefighter shortage, the Manchester-by-the-Sea Fire Department is actively recruiting able-bodied members of the community who have the commitment and zeal to serve as citizen firefighters. The interview process will begin in early June for potential call firefighters. More on this story written by Mary Marcos in today's Gloucester Times. And she also writes in the Gloucester Times, Essex Town employees, buried in boxes, were breathing in the pungent smell of fresh paint and stained wood as they unpacked in a newly renovated town hall. Assistant to Selectman Pam Witham is quoted as saying, "It feels new, but it doesn't." Town hall is officially open again, and the temporary town hall at 74 Martin Street has closed. The temporary library at 245 Western Avenue has also closed, and the TOHP Burnham Library will officially reopen in its half of town hall next Tuesday. More on this story written by Mary Marcos in today's Gloucester Times. This is North Shore Today on MSO News Sports.
Hi, everyone. I'm Bill Newell with a North Shore Sports Update. High school baseball, NEC champs Lynn Classical over Everett, 8-0. George Demis on the mound for the Rams. Other games, Danvers 12, Revere 0, Salem 4-2 over Malden to qualify for the tournament. Peabody beat Swampscott 6-3. It was Beverly 8, Marblehead 0. Winning Beverly pitcher.
My fastball was definitely working. I was able to spot it outside between lefty and righty batters. My curveball had a lot of movement, so I was able to rely on that.
Winning Beverly pitcher Matt Edos. He also had three hits at the plate.
You know, up at the plate, I've been struggling a little bit, but today I just focused, tried and hit it to the right side of the field, and I did well.
Beverly coach Dave Wilbur.
He was able to put his fastball wherever he wanted it with a good curveball, and he's got a great battery mate in Luke St. Perry, and he was just on his game. And, you know, we played errorless ball and one of our cleaner games of the year. But Matt stood up and did a great job today. We're really proud of him.
And he had three hits at the plate?
He had three hits. This is his first year pitching. And he's really come on for us. And now his offense is starting to come. And couldn't happen to a nicer young man.
And you guys are doing well, too, of late here, too.
We're playing very well. We're 14-4, and we've won 11 out of 12. And we're just trying to be as consistent as we can and taking it one day at a time. But
post-game reaction from Marble head coach Mike Giardi.
Again, it's like we played Classical on Monday. We come out and play a real tough Beverly team. They're a solid team, solid program. And we're trying to do a little bit too much. We're overthinking and overplaying it a little bit. And it's like when you hold on too tight, it kind of squeezes away from you. And before you know it, we're chasing five runs and we're down. And you can't do that against a good team like Beverly. You know, well-coached team, well-coached program. Coach Wilbur's got them going. And we're going to have to do a little bit more and relax just a little bit and play baseball like we were at the beginning of the year if we're going to be able to get on the winning side.
Other sports notes, Lynn Classical softball captured the NEC title with a 9-5 win over Everett yesterday. Swampscott edging Peabody 2-1 in softball. Big Blue headed for the tournament. Boys lacrosse, Masconaba 12, Beverly 10 in the North Shore Cup. More on these games and stories with videos on msonewsports.com.